first parak in Bava Metziah, the Gemara quotes psukim to indicate that there exists a kinyan yad and a kinyan chotzer in kol ha'tarah kula. The two psukim are, one is by get v'nosam b'yoda. Then the Gemara says ein le'ala yoda chatzer minayim tam lema v'nosam mikol makom. And the second pasuk is by ganav. Says in matzi simatzi b'yoda, the ganav is only chayiv be'onsin if he made a kinyan geneva. So the kinyan geneva described in the chumash is b'yoda, a kinyan yad. So then the Gemara says, so we have established that there exists two kinyan, a kinyan yad and a kinyan chotzer. Then the Gemara says, why do you need two psukim? Why wouldn't it be sufficient with one pasuk? Darshan and mamotzinu. So the Gemara says, I would have thought a ganif is a penalty. It's not really a kinyan. You can't see him. You get his bar kocha, whatever. I would have thought mokum b'chalak. So kamash melons. Yeah, but tzrichase. So if you have the two psukim, so from these two psukim we derive in Kol ha'tarah kula that there exists the two kinyanim of yad and chotzer. The yad and chotzer, the gist of the yad and the chotzer are that I did hachnosa l'vshusi, some kind of metalfalim, by virtue of the fact that I did hachnosa l'vshusi. You're not kind of karka, ayide chotzer. That's what Tosis points out. The bottom Tosis you'd base him on of chotzer is only kind of metalfalim, it can't be kind of karka. Because karka itself is rishus, so you can't talk about hachnosa l'rishus. The tafelim are positioned in some rishus or another. So when you do yad or chotzer, you did hachnosa l'rishus, so that constitutes a kinyan by the tafelim. What about the hagbo and meshichas? Hagbo and meshichas is also hachnosa l'rishuso, but it's not literally, yad and chotzer is literally hachnosa l'rishuso. Hagbo and meshichas is considered al pidin as if I did a hachnosa l'rishuso. So Hagbo and Meshicha, Tosu Shita is in Perek Azov, that Hagbo and Meshicha work men HaTorah. There's no machlokes about that. The machlokes of Yechon and Reish Lakish on the Mvav and the base in Perek Azov is whether Hagbo and Meshicha, which are considered as if you did Achnos HaLashus, is that acceptable by Mechira? By Matana L'chol HaDeis it's kind of. By Mechira, so one opinion, Rabbi Yechonon's opinion is, based on Psukim, that you need Davken Bois Koinais, Mois kindness or Yad and Chotzer. Yad and Chotzer l'choladeis is good. But Mashiach and Agboa wouldn't be valid by Mechira. But if there's nothing to pay, like by Matona, then Tosu Shita is that Agboa Mashiach would be good by Matona. And the Ramban there disagrees. Ramban thinks that even by Matona, Rabbi Yechon would disagree with the Fish Lakish, and he would hold that Mashiach and Agboa is only with the Rabban.
What's the difference between Yad and Agboa?
So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Ksuvas Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. That's in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos talks about it. Rashi's opinion is that Yad doesn't exist as a separate kinyan. Yad, it means Hagboa. Rashi Shita happens to be on Choftes on the base here, and Kiddush and also on Choftes. Rashi's opinion happens to be here. There's a Tosfos on Choftes on the base, but Hafocha Pachas Mi Gimel Tvachim. So Rashi Shita is that Hagboa needs Gimel Tvachim to be koina. If you pick up less than Gimel Tvachim, it's love, it's as considered as if you never picked it up. The Rashi holds there in Ksuvas that even if you're holding something in your hand, and your hand is just above the ground, Toch Gimel Tvachim, you're not koine, because Yad means Hagbor. And Tosis says, Masig on Rashi. Tosis says, not true, that Yad is koine, even if it's Mamashal Gabi Karka. Tosis happens to disagree with Rashi that Hagbor is must speak with the Tefer. Tosis holds that three Tvachim is not correct. Hagbo is good with a tefach, but Tosis holds that for Yad you don't even need a tefach. You don't need the three tefachim, you don't need tefach. Yad is a different kinyan. That's the difference between, what is a mitzias, the difference between Yad. So the din is that Yad is koine, means if I have something in my hand, and Ava Yad is also koine, let's say I'm holding something in my hand like this. So the thing that's mamish on top of my hand is Yad. The rest of it is in the air above my hand, that's called Ava Yad. What if I'm holding something like this? So whatever is directly above my hand is Yad. This part that's not a Avra, this is Yad. And till here, this part of the cup is Yad and Avra Yad. And the rest of the cup that's sticking out, that's Hagbor. That's going to be Hagbor because it's neither in my hand, Mamish, nor is it in the Avra directly above my hand. So that's a question. So let's go back again. So Tosfos' opinion is, let's say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Hagbo and Meshicha takonim of the Rabbanon. So what did they invent from thin air? From outer space, they invented Hagbo and Meshicha. The answer Tosfos says is no. Hagbo and Meshicha exists min HaTorah, by Matona. Everybody agrees that Hagbo and Meshicha is considered Hachnosa L'Rishuso. The Machlek of Yochanan V'Shlokish is only by Mechira. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that since there's money to pay, and he didn't pay, so therefore the din is that Mois HaKoin is Dvar Torah, and Meshicha and Hagbo are not Koin. Mishlofi says no, that Mashiach and Hagbo are even Kainim and Atara by Mechira. But Rabbi Yechanan, who holds that it's only with the Rabban, he's also masking. He called the Tikkun Rabban, came there, I said Tikkun is masking, that Hagbo and Mashiach both exist in Atara if it's a Matana. That's Taisus Shita. The Ramban and the Chidush Ramban disagrees. But the Achrayim write that there's a big machlokes, a Rishonim, a big split, all the Rishonim are involved, whether a Kinyan the Rabbanon is Moyo when you need Shalachem and Atara. Let's say on the first day of Sukkot, you need Shalachem and Dalad Minim and Atara. The rest of, let's say the second day Yontif, the rest of Sukkot, you don't need Shalachem. The second day Yontif, Yontif Sheni Shal Golias, you only need Shalachem and the Rabbanon. So when you need Shalachem and the Rabbanon, so a Kinyan and the Rabbanon is also good. But on the first day of Yontif, that you need Shalachem and Atara and Dalad Minim, so some Achrayim, some Rishonim hold that a Kinyan the Rabbanon is ain't a moil for Shalachem derais. So some Achrayim point out that if you bought your Dalad Minim and you didn't pay yet, you bought on credit and you didn't pay yet, so how are you kainas? You're only kainas de Hagbo. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that that's only with the Rabbanon. Hagbo is only kainas with the Rabbanon. And on the first day of Sukkot, you need Shalachem and Atara. So that's no good. Make sure you don't buy on credit. Make sure you pay by cash. So you should be kainim and atar. So the pashtus is that that's a wild chumrah, because what do you mean? The guy buys a dalad minim and he doesn't take it home. He takes it in his automobile when he drives home. But he doesn't have an automobile. He takes it in the train. Then he goes home. He puts it in his apartment. You put it in your car. You put it in your apartment. That's a kinyan chotzer. A chotzer, everybody agrees, is good men atar. Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan v'Shlokish is only when you have a mecher. Are you kainim with hagvo mishicha men atar or med rabbanim? But if you have a yad and a chotzer, that's learned out from the two psukim from the get and from heimatzi simatzi biyada agneva. That certainly is a valid kinyan on the level of their eyes. So it is a big machlekes harishonim by a get. It says v'nasan biyada, and the Gemara says only al yada chotzer. Merayin tam lam v'nasan mikoma comes a yad and chotzer are valid. So does that mean only yad and chotzer, or does it mean etc.? Any kinyanim are good. This pasuk happens to say yad and yidarshan himatsi v'nasan biyada v'nasan mikoma kam chotzer is good. Any other kinyanim, whatever kinyanim are good for metaltlim, a get is metaltlim. So whichever kinyanim are good for metaltlim would be good for a get. So Rashi and Gittin on the Gemara and Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, Rashi says that Agav is good to be megarish his wife. He's makne. The Gemara says there was a shchimera, man was sick, and he had the get written on Erev Shabbos, and he didn't have it available, and he was about to die on Shabbos. She would be an aguna. She would need chalitza. It was going to pose a problem. And so the Chachamim told him he should be makne to get to his wife, agav the karka. So the wife made a kinyan on the karka, and agav the karka, she was kind of the get. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. So the Rashba and the Ran disagree with Rashi. They say, agav doesn't help. Shah kinyanim don't help. The Pasuk says that the only kinyanim that help are yad and chotzen. Agav is not going to help, and kinyan suda is not going to help. Whatever the other fancy kinyanim exist in from Metaltalim will not help by a get. So that's the accepted opinion, is not like Rashi. But assuming, like the Rov HaRishonim, the Shah Kinyonim, are not moil by a get, you need dafke the Kinyon of Yad or Chotzer. Here there's a further Machlekes Achrayim that the Pischi Tshuva quotes in Kuf Lamites and Eben Ezer, quotes Machlekes Rabbi Kiveger and the Torah's Gittin. Torah's Gittin is by the Nesivas. So the Rabbi Kiveger came up with a Chumrah that the only two Kinyonim that work by a get are Yad and Chotzer, and all the other Kinyonim are no good, even including Hagbo and Meshicha. That's what Rabbi Kiveger says. If you give the get to the wife like a diploma, and you roll it up and you give it a get like this, and she has half it in her hand, half it is out of her hand, so the part of the get that's in her hand is a kinyan yad. The part that's sticking out is a kinyan hagbo. So Rabbi Kiveger tells us that hagbo is no good by get. So he says you have to fold up the get so tiny that the whole get is sitting in the woman's hand, and part of the get that's sticking up, protruding above her hand, is aver yad. So aver chotzer is good, aver yad is good. But whatever's going to be protruding outside of a hand, that'll only be good mitam hagboa. Rabbi Kiveger claims hagboa is no good by a get. Aye, but we're going to be moitzi laz al gitin harishonim, that for so many generations no one observed this chumrah. We're going to be moitzi laz and lolos and marriage. So he says, we have to be moitzi laz. Balbacha says, the romam zerim tapa. Rabbi Kiveger says, the romam zerim. Whoever got a get, shalai kidin. Toitnish. The Gemara says, you shouldn't be moitzi laz al gitin harishonim. The Gemara beginning of gitin, that goes, that when the shliach loy locha has to say b'fanei nechta, so mikra din, it's sufficient, the Gemara says, if he's there for a few minutes and he watches the way the sofer starts to write lishma and the edim start to write lishma, it doesn't have to be there from the beginning to the end. So the Gemara says, maybe it'll be a hidur, maybe we should introduce a chumra that the shliach loy locha should sit there the whole 25 minutes when the Sefer is writing the whole get l'shma, so he'll be able to say in truth and in honesty, b'fanei nechtav kulo, b'fanei nechtam kulo. He was watching the whole time. So the Gemara says no, that since there were so many generations, so many gittin with the shliach lo ilocha, was not watching from the beginning to the end. Nimtzas atamotzi lazal gittin Hashem. So the Gemara is opposed to introducing chumris that mikra adin are not necessary, chumris that mikra adin are not needed, because you're going to be motzi lazal gittin Hashem. But Rabbi Kevegin says mine is not a chumris. This is the real din. The gittin ataka no good. All the children are mamzer. So it's a mitzvah lefarsim that they're all mamzer. That was Rabbi Kevega's opinion. So there's a minority of Masadri Gittin who are medactic for Rabbi Kevega's opinion. But most do not follow that. Most follow the Torah's Gittin. So the Torah's Gittin says that, based on Tosfos, that since Tosfos says that Hagbah and Meshicha are also Hachnasa Lushusa to the same extent as Yad and Chotzer, and everything is good Ben HaTorah, just like Yad and Chotzer is good Ben HaTorah, Hagbah Meshicha is also good. The whole machlekes Abiyach and Rish Lakish only is whether Hagbah Mashiach are good by Mechira, where there's Mois to pay. So Abiyach and says Mois Kaina is and Hagbah Mashiach is not Kaina. But by Matana, Taisa says that Hagbah Mashiach, everyone would agree that it's good. So by Get, she's not paying for the Get. He gives her the Get or nothing. He gives her the Matana. He gives her the Get or Matana. She's not paying for the. He may be holding her up to do the. He may be charging her as Chir spoiler. Maybe charging us for his phone, he's not going to agree to give it a get unless she pays him off. But she's not paying for the piece of paper. He's giving her the paper of the matana. So since that's giving him matana, so Tosfos Shita is that's koina, you koina the matana, l'chol ha'deis min ha'Torah, with Mashiach and Hagbah. So that's the minig ha'olam. Minig ha'olam is like the Torah's Gittin writes, that we assume that that Hagbah and Mashiach are acceptable for a get. According to Rashi claims that Yad doesn't exist as a separate kinyan. Rashi claims that Yad is no good terchim or tvachim, because you need Yad means hakboah. So according to Rashi, the pasuk says when asam biyod means hakboah. So it says in the chumash that hakboah is good. Rashi is not gurus that there's a difference between Yad and hakboah. This whole distinction that Rabbi Kevega raised, that the part of the get that's in her hand is Yad, the part of the get that's sticking out is Hakbah, and he says only Yad is good, Hakbah is no good. This is all Aliba the Tosfos. We assume like Tosfos that Yad and Hakbah are two different kinyonim. Yad is good in Turkim or Tvachim, and Hakbah you need either one Tef or Chatri Tvachim, whatever. So then Rabbi Kedega explained what's the difference. Yad is whatever is in your hand or above the hand is Abba Yad, whatever is protruding, that's Hakbah. So this is all within Tosfos, this whole discussion of Rabbi Kedega with the Torah's Gittin. But according to Rashi Shita there in Ksuvis is that when it says in Chumash, v'nasam b'yoda, Yad means Hagbah. So it's a mefurish pasuk that Hagbah is good by get. So there's nothing to tilkal about.
According to Torah's Gittin, why don't other kinyanei doraisa from the Talmud work? Why only Hagbah Mashiach?
Hagbah Mashiach are also an extension of Yad and Chotzer. The kinyan, because it's a form of Hachnosa l'Rishusa. Yad and Chotzer is Mamish, Hachnosa l'Rishusa Mamish. And Mashiach and Hagbah is considered as if he did a Hachnosa l'Rishusa.
Agav is doraisa.
Agav, if you hold Agav the Raisa, the 2 days, right? Our Tosfos on your base holds that Agav is the Rabbanon. Rabbi Kevega refers you to the Tosfos in Kiddush and Daf Hei that holds that Agav is the Raisa. If Agav is the Raisa, it's a different kinyan. It's not based on Hachnos or Rishus at all. You don't need Tzivurim. It's a different kinyan. Like Chalipin is a different kinyan. So it's not a form of Hachnos or Rishus, but Hagbah and Mashiach are considered as if he did a Hachnos or Rishus.
They were Machri against the Rabban when it comes to a get.
The minig is like that, yeah. That it's with Mekel. Could be according to Ramban, it would be no good. I don't know. Mesira, exactly what is Kenyan Mesira? The Gemara has on Yud Aleph on the base, Machlekes Tanoim, and a discussion on Amoraim. How is one Kaina, Behema Gasa? How you Kaina an elephant? So one Tan is of the opinion of Reb Shimon Amizubizu Bagbo. The only way to become an elephant is Hagbo. So the Gemara says, Apil, how are you going to become an elephant with Hagbo? The Gemara says Bachabile is Moros. Okay, whatever that means. Rashi says you put the branches on the ground and the elephant will climb up on the branches. And Taisa says you wave the branches on top and the elephant is gonna jump up, if that's possible. Okay. So this one Tana says you always have to have Hagbah. Another Tana says you couldn't be Mashiach. So that's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says Mashiach, a stronger form, the best form of Hachnos or Shusa is Yad Mechotzer. Second best is Hagbor, because that's literally Hachnosa Lushusa. Hagbor is kind of Afila Bishusa Moicha. And then Meshicha is also a lower form of Hachnosa Lushusa, a weaker form of Hachnosa Lushusa. The Gemara said Meshicha is only kind of if it's a heavy item that it's too difficult to do a Hagbor on. Let's say it's a cup, a bottle of soda or something, it's very easy to do Hagbor. So then the Gemara said Meshicha is not kind. Meshicha is only kind of on an item that's too difficult to do Hagbor. So the Rashbam has a machlokes with the Rabbi Natam. The one line tesis on Yud Aleph and the Beis, Behema Gasa, Enikra Dovakan Perkam the Kedushin of Chafei Harachti. So there's a gigantic tesis there. And the same tesis appears perhaps more Barichas than Bava Basra and Dafayin Vav, I think, where the tesis presents this machlokes, the Rashbam, the Rabbi Natam, what is Kinyan Mesira all about? So the Gemara says in the first Perik in Bava Metzia, that the Mesira Kinyan Hagbah means that I picked it up, let's say I picked it up like this, that's Hagbah. Whatever is my hand is Yad, whatever is sticking out is Hagbah. Meshicha is I pulled it, let's say it's on a string, so it's not in my hand at all, I didn't pick it up at all. One tefach, three tefach, it's on the ground and I pull it, that's Meshicha. Mesira means the animal doesn't move, I just hand over the reins to the other person and the animal stands al makoima, he's standing in the same place. He hands over the mosira, the reins. He hands over the mosira to another person. So the Rashbam, so the Gemara says there in Bava Metzia in the first parak, kinyan was, let's say you have a behemish al hefker. A man had a horse and has a saddle and has a rein, and he says, he puts on a sign, he's mapka the horse, kala kodim zocha. A guy comes up, he holds on to the reins. So according to one Tana, kinyan mosira works on a behemagasa. Kinyan Mesira works on the Behemah Gasa. So did that work to be Zeichem and Ahefka with the Kinyan Mesira? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia in the first parak, no. Because Mesira has to be called Adam HaMoisem Miyodo B'Yad Chaveru, and if it's a Dovah Shal Hefka, Man Masalai Delikni. No one gave it to him. Kinyan Mesira is, if you're Mose the Moido, if you're Mose the Mosira, I hand over the reins to the other party that he should be kind of. But if he just is picking up in a hefke, he's taking on his own, then you need either Hagbor or Meshicha, Mesira wouldn't help. So here there's a fundamental machlokes between the Rashbam and the Rabbi Natam, how to read that Gemara. So the Rashbam is of the opinion that these three kinyanim are all basically the same. Hagbor and Meshicha and Mesira are the same. The real kinyan is Yad and Chotzer. That's the real kinyan that's in Chumash. That's L'chol HaDeis a kinyan deraisa, even by Mechira, that Yad and Chotzer is kinyan. And the machlek of Yechonah Vishlokish, according to Tosis by Mechira, is whether Hagbah Meshicha are good. By Matana, Tosis claims, where there's nothing to pay, Hagbah Meshicha would be good than a third. So now, Hagbah Meshicha, the Gemara says, Ahainuach, basically the weaker forms of Achnosa Vishusa, it's considered as it. I was machnos in it to what's considered Alpidin, my Vishus. It's not literally my Vishus, not the same as Yad and Chotzer. The Gemara says, Chatzer Visholadim Kainalo Shaloi Midaita. So the Tzoyis has a discussion, what would you say regarding Yad? Is Yad kind of Shalom Midaita or not? So he says it should depend on the Machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos in Ksubas. According to Tosfos, the way we assume, La'aloche, that Yad is an independent Kenyan, it's not identical with Hagbor. So Yad should be the same as Chotzer. Chotzer and Yad are usually equated. We learned that, V'nosem B'yodo, V'nosem B'komakom, V'rabbis Chotzer, Himatzi Simatzi B'yodo, so we usually assume that there's an equation between Yad and Chatz. So the Tzoyis writes like that, according to Rashi, that Yad doesn't exist as a separate kin. Yad, it means Hagbor. So Hagbor, the Gemara says, you have to have Kavanah. You wouldn't be kind of Shalom Midaita. But according to the way we assume like this is, that Yad is mamish like Chatz. So just like Chatz is kind of Shalom Midaita, the Pashtus is that Chatz is kind of Shalom Midaita because Chatz mitam Yadoi. Yad is kind of Shalom Midaita. But Hagbah Meshicha is considered as if you're machnas into what's considered your Rishus. It's not literally Achnos of the Rishus. So that you have to have Kavanas Kinyan. So you have all of these five Kinyanim according to the Rashbam are all Hainuach. Yad and Chatz are both work men atar, that's Psukim. Yad is a Pasuk and Chatz is a Drosha. Not explicit in the Pasuk, a Rebuy from the Pasuk. Then Hagbor is also deraisa according to Tosfos by Matone and by the Get. Our practices we don't do like Rabbi Kevega, so that's considered more of a Hachnosa Lushusa than Meshicha. So the Gemara says whenever it's a light item that you can easily do Hagbor on, then you're not kind of a Meshicha. Then the Rashbam holds that Mesira is part of the same story. When I hand over the reins to the other person, it's considered as if he did a hachnasa v'shusuf, even though the animal didn't budge. The animal is staying in the same place. Just like hagbo is considered as if he was machdas into what's considered his v'shus, and mashiach is also considered as if he was mashiach into what's considered his v'shus. He does mashiach b'tzidei v'shus harabim, is not being mashiach into his v'shus. But whenever you do mashiach, is considered keilu. So mesira, according to the Rashbam, is also considered keilu. So the Rashbam holds that just like the Gemara says, whenever you can easily do a hagbor, so mashiach is not kainah. He holds whenever you can easily do mashiach, then mesira is not kainah. So the Rashbam holds mesira is only kainah when it's too difficult to do hagbor and it's too difficult to do mashiach. The Rabbi Natam argues with the Rashbam, and Tesis quotes the lashon of the Rabbi Natam, "Echi mitzvah sanction mevatla zuzu shein lasis elam min amufkar." Why, just because you can easily do mashiach and hagbor, so you're not kainah with mesira? No, Mesira has nothing to do with Mashiach and Hagbah, it's unrelated. Why did the Rabbeinu Tamir Chimitzu Shemivat Lezu and Lazel Chatchil? Gemara says that by Mashiach and Hagbah, that didn't bother him. The Gemara said the Ferish, whenever it's easy to do Hagbah, then you're not kind of a Mashiach. So that the Rabbeinu Tamir understood. Mashiach and Hagbah is Hainu Hach. They're both Hachnos of Rishus. But Mesira he holds is not at all Hachnos of Rishus. Mesira is absolutely different Kenyan. What's the nature of the Kenyan? So the pashtus is, I remember when Rabban Lichtenstein got married, this was his chasana Torah. Behemagasim Lichtenstein, I don't know why I kicked that topic, but that was the topic. I must have been going in that Gemara. Behemagasim Lichtenstein, he said a good shtickle Torah. He said very good shtickle Torah. So he was speaking about this, machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. They said the Rashbam holds that all three, Hagbor, Mashiach, and Mesir, they're all the same thing. And they're all a hemshech from Yad and Chatz. You start with Yad, and Chatz and Mitam Yad. That's literally Hachnos of the Shus. Then Hagbor is a little lower form of Hachnos of the Shus. Then Mashiach is a little lower form. Then Mesir is a lower form. The Gemara says, the Mesir, how come Hagbor, Mashiach work and Hefke, Mesir doesn't work? So the Gemara says, that's the Tzuras HaKinyan is. Ka'adam HaMoyser LaChavera, you give over the reins, the Mosira. And that's considered a lower form of Hachnos of the Shus. So basically, it should have theoretically worked on Hefker also, but the Tzuras HaKinyan isn't there. You have to have Kodam HaMoyser LaChaver. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds no. The Gemara is not saying in Bavim Tzia, in the first paragraph, and the Gemara says that Kinyan Mesira doesn't work by Hefker, it's not because the Tzuras HaKinyan doesn't work. No, it's because the whole essence of the Kinyan is that it's a totally different form of a Kinyan. It has nothing to do with Hachnosa Levshus. It's like Rab Chaim explained, as our Rabbaran Lichtenstein says, it's like Rab Chaim explained by Kinyan Suder, that Baruch Ber quotes it at the end of the Sefer on Kiddush, and Rav Soloveitcher used to quote it every 2 years. He used to go over this whole Shtigal Torah that Kinyan Chalifin, Kinyan Suder, is just the giving over of the handkerchief, giving over the gartel, whatever, or the ballpoint pen, is just a similar dover that there's a strong Gemira's Das, and then it's a Haknor Midas. He brought many Hokoches to demonstrate that this is so. It's purely Haknor Midas. So that's apparently what the Rabbeinu Tam holds regarding Kinyan Mesira. Kinyan Mesira is Achnor Midas. So that's why the Gemara says it's not Shach to have Mesira by Dovashal Hefker. Man Mosalei Delikne. The Rashbam learns Man Mosalei Delikne. The Tzuras HaKinyan is that I give it over to you. If I'll tell you, let's say it's my behem and I want to be Machne to you, and I tell you, hold on to the reins and you'll be kind. So the Rashbam holds that it's no good. Because the Tzuras HaKinyan is, I have to give over the Mesira, has to be handed over. So even if it belongs to me, I have to hold on to the reins and give it over to you. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't learn like that. That it's the Gemara is giving a detailed prat in the Tzuras HaKinyan that Ma Masa Delikne. Rabbeinu Tam holds Ma Masa Delikne. It's giving over the reins is just a similar dover that there's a strong Gemara's Das, and it's a Haknomi Das similar to Kinyan Chalifin. So that's why the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with the Rashbam. He says these three are not one series. It's not the same as Mashiach and Hagbor that the Gemara said the Ferish. Whenever you can easily do Hagbor, the Mashiach is not kainah. So the Rashbam said the same thing over here. Whenever you can easily do Mashiach or Hagbor, then Mesira is not kainah. So Rabbeinu Tam says, why? What has one got to do with the other? It's not that these are three forms of Hachnasa Rishus. Mesira is a different kinyan. So this leads the Rabbeinu Tam to read this whole Gemara about the Hemagase, Niknes bin Mesira, so the Rashbam said, because it's too hard to do Hagbor. And it's Niklas b'mesira if you're in a Rishus when Mashiach doesn't work. Hagbah works even b'shus hamoich. Hagbah works all over. Hagbah kind of b'chol mokai. Mashiach is not kind of b'shus hamoich. So the Rashbam learns that Mesira is only good b'shus hamoich when it's impossible to do Mashiach. So if you're b'tzid b'shus harab, you can easily do Mashiach, then Mesira is not kind of. And the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with this whole Rashbam. He says that Nesira is not part of this series of Kinyanim. It's a totally different Kinyan Arvila. It's a Kinyan that's similar to Kinyan Chalit. Now the Gemara says on Yudei Samen Aleph, a detailed prat, that Chotza HaMahaleches is not Kinyan. It says in Gittin like that. In a few places, the Gemara says Chotza HaMahaleches is no good. So the Gemara talks about the fisherman has a boat. When he catches the fish, so they come onto the boat. So he's kinda, the boat belongs to him. Kinya chotzer is not only if you have a chotzer. This apartment belongs to me, and there's something in the apartment. If I have an automobile, if I'm walking in the street, someone puts something in my pocket. So Caliph Shalodim, the Rambam quotes from Igmar, Caliph Shalodim, Kanallah B'chomak M'sheis L'Rishus L'Hanicha. I have no right to leave a carton in the middle of the street. It's blocking all the traffic. So if I leave a carton there, and then a Dovashal Hefka falls in, so I'm not kinda with the Kinya chotzer. But I do have a right to leave a carton. I do have a right to park my car on the side of the street. I have permission. So that's Kelev Shaladim Konim Chomach Mesheish Levishus Lanicham. So if something will fall into the automobile, I'll be kind. I'm walking around with a jacket. I'm allowed to walk with a jacket. They didn't prohibit walking. They didn't prohibit black hats and jackets yet. It's still mutter here in Yeshiva. So I'm allowed to walk with a jacket with pockets. So if someone puts something falls into the pocket, so I'm kind of with a Kinya Chatz. It's Kelev Shaladim. It's kind of. So the Gemara says that the Gemara asked the question by a Svina. Why is a Svina kind of the fish that the fisherman catches? I bet the Svina is floating around in the river. So isn't it a Chatzah Mahalecha should be Loikona? So the Gemara gives Epis an answer. The Gemara says that the Svina doesn't have auto motion. The water causes it to float. What's exactly the answer? So there's a Machlekes there, Rabbi Ki. So funny, Machlekes Taisvus and Rabbi Kibega. And that daf in Bava Metzi in the first pair. So Taisus understood the Gemara Kipshuto, the Chotzer Mahaleches is no good because it has to be Dumi at the Yad. And Yad doesn't have auto motion. The Yad can move like this, in a certain sense it can move, but the Yad's movement is part of the nervous system of the rest of the body. So it doesn't have its own independent auto motion. Rabbi Kivega says that's not why. Chotzer Mahaleches like Kona is because it's Mahaleches away from the Bala Chotzer. So it's a Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres. So my hand can walk, but it can't go away from my body. It's attached to my body. So Rabbi Kivega holds that Chotzer Mahaleches is not good because it's Sheinu Mishtameres. Because it's Mahaleches away from the Bala Chotzer. But if the fisherman is on the boat, fine, the boat is floating all over the river. But the fisherman is on the boat. It's not floating away from the fisherman. If he's on a different boat and the fish that he catches on this boat, then it will be a Chatz Malachas, the floating away from the fisherman. But if he's on the same boat where he's going to be kind of this stuff, then it's not floating away from him. So Rabbi Kivega holds in the Gilian Ashas on the side, just in four lines, he holds that Chatz Malachas is no good because it's a form of Chatz Sheinu Mishtameres because it's floating away from the Bala Chatz. And Taisa says it has nothing to do with Einu Mishtameres, a separate din that has to be Dumi Diyad. So that's why in our Gemara, there's a Machloikis here. The Ilchus of the Kofus, the Taisus on Yud Beis Amenal, the Taisus quotes Rashi in the Bahag, you have to have Kofus V'yoshin. And on the side, the Vilna Goyim points out the Harambam Cholik. And the Russian Gittin points out there are some Bali Taisus of Achelik. So Lechara, that's the Machlaikis. Are these two different Chesroinis? Chotz Hashenim Mishtameres. Ledaita is one Chisorin, Chotz Malach is a different Chisorin. So you have to have one solution for this problem, one solution for that problem. That's what Taisus holds. The two different issues. Taisus Lishitosam. And Rabbi Kivega holds, what are you talking about? Chotzer Hamaleches is the same as Einu Mishtameres. It's Mahaleches away from me. So there's only one issue of Einu Mishtameres. Once you get a solution for if you say Kofu solves your problems, the Kofu solves all the problems. So what do you need? You need two solutions for two problems. There's only one problem over here. So this is a fundamental Machlekes. Are these two different Chesroinis? Mahaleches is one Chisorin. Einu Mishtameres is a different Chisorin, or it's all the same Chisorin? Rashi says you need both. Yeah,
Thank you.